I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. 8 trees along Riverside Drive have been taken down by the city of Monroe. The action was taken due to storm damage from October's tornadoes. After next January, several more magnolia trees are to be taken down. Last month, those trees were flagged for inspection and possible removal because of tornado damage that was felt across the Garden District, damaging hundreds of homes. Tensaw Basin Levee District officials flagged the trees for inspection to determine which were unsalvageable and need to be removed for safety concerns. Some were damaged so badly they would rot or succumb to disease if left standing. Officials say none of those trees pose an immediate threat. Neville's football team scored 28 straight points in the final three quarters to overcome a two-possession deficit Saturday night and held off a late Warren Easton threat to win the Class 4A state title 28-27. It's the school's third state title in 6 years, head coach Mickey McCarty's third, as he passes the late Neville coach Charlie Brown, who won two state titles in 5 title game appearances. Neville coach Mickey McCarty says that the players wanted the championship since last year after losing in the semifinals. He says they kept up their hard work in the offseason and throughout this season, as well as the playoffs. Louisiana hopes to generate $1.4 million in revenue by selling over 700 underutilized state vehicles at auction. Division of Administration Assistant Commissioner Jan Cassidy says the vehicles are not being used enough by various state agencies, so the decision has been made to auction them off.
The auction sale will take place in the first quarter of next calendar year, and we are estimating the revenue that will be generated from the sales could range anywhere from $700,000 to $1.4 million.
The auction will take place in East Baton Rouge Parish. Cassidy says the vehicles have been driven less than 15,000 miles over the last year.
So when we identified the vehicles, then we work with the agencies to make sure it's not a vehicle that's going to impact the level of service that they're required to provide to anyone in the state or to prevent them from getting their job done.
Cassidy says they're constantly evaluating state inventory to make sure they're spending tax dollars appropriately. It's been determined that the reduction of the number of state vehicles by over 700 would be a good move for the state. The National Endowment for the Humanities has awarded Dillard University a $100,000 grant to fund a project designed to document contemporary Black Creole culture. Defining, documenting, and teaching New Orleans Creole culture will begin in the spring semester and continue for 2 years. The project will create a digital archive of its findings and explore the multicultural and racial identities of Creoles in New Orleans. The KEDM weather forecast: 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the low 70s. This is KEDM News.